Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esther Hazy Baptist Church. Today we are looking at Psalm 121, Where to Find Help. Let me begin with a call to worship from Psalm 43, verses 3 and 4 from the New Living Translation. Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. There I will go to the altar of God, to God, the source of all my joy. I will praise you with my harp, O God, my God. Amen. Why do some people find it hard to stop and ask for directions? Now, I've heard it's because they don't like to admit they're wrong, that they don't like to say that they're lost, that they don't know the way. To have to admit we are wrong can be embarrassing and humiliating, and so foolishly we avoid it. Yet there are times when finding out that we are wrong can result in relief, for it means we can stop doing something that just isn't working. Eugene Peterson gives an example of such a situation in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. Peterson tells of how one time he was trying to remove his lawnmower blade. So first he took out a wrench, and he tried, and he couldn't get it. So then he went and added a 3-foot piece of pipe to give more torque, and still that wasn't working. Finally, he was banging on the pipe with a rock, and his neighbor leaned over the fence. And as they started talking, his neighbor suggested that he'd had a similar kind of lawnmower, and he had discovered that the bolt which held the blade in place was threaded in the opposite direction. Peterson tried turning the nut in the other direction, and it came off. He was glad at that moment to be told that he had been wrong. It saved him from frustration and failure. There was only one way to do it. As hard as he tried turning it in the other direction, it would not loosen. God knows about life, and that life is like that. There is a way that works, and everything else only brings frustration for wasted effort. Psalm 121 is like that neighbor who tells us that we are going about our Christian life in the wrong way and then shows us the right way. Psalms 120 through 134 are in a subgroup within the book of Psalms called the Psalms of Ascent. These songs, written by various authors, were collected together and likely sung by pilgrims on their way up to one of the three great festivals held each year in Jerusalem. Last week we saw Psalm 120 expresses frustration with the world's lies and deceptions. We have repented. We've said no to the way of life that ignores and rejects God and started our pilgrimage journey of faith in Jesus Christ. Our rejection of the world system with its lies and deceptions led us to turn our back on it and return to God. However, some of us may have left the world with the impression that we were also leaving its troubles and struggles behind as well. But no sooner do we step out on the road of faith than we trip and fall hard. We may think, "This is not what I was expecting. I thought God was going to clear all life's obstacles out of the way." We then pick ourselves up and we start looking around for someone to help us. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Psalm 121 is written to those who would look for their help in the wrong places or try to do it themselves, and as a result are ignoring God. Let me read from Psalm 121, verses 1-8. Right now, let me read from the Revised Standard Version. I lift my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. In looking to the hills, a traveler may have been concerned that there were thieves and robbers present, or the hills may have been seen as a place to hide for safety. Some suggest that they may have been seeing Mount Zion in the distance, but we are not sure. A traveler in Palestine thousands of years ago, looking up to the hills, would have had many sources claiming to offer help. Pagan shrines to Baal, Asherah, the sun priests, moon priestesses, all inviting people to engage in worship and receive protection from evil. From the demons in the rocks, to protection from the sun god, or to keep the moon god from driving you crazy. There was concern about moonstroke, from which we get the word lunacy. A traveler in trouble would have been aware of their offers of help. However, a look to the hills for this kind of help will end in disappointment. Psalm 121 rejects the worship of nature, rejects a religion of stars and flowers, and looks to the Lord who made nature, the heavens and the earth. Help comes from the Creator, not from the creation. The god Baal was known for wild, drunken parties, and no wonder he was appreciated because his followers thought they could do the same thing. But apparently one of the principal jobs of Baal's priests was to wake him when someone needed his attention. We see Elijah taunting them as he met with him years ago in the Bible. The Lord, our Creator, however, is always awake. He will not slumber, we read. Psalm 121 is a rejection of looking to that which has been created for help. So that includes self-help. It includes other people or things or drugs. And instead, Psalm 121 calls us to depend upon the Lord God, Creator of all, for our help and our strength. In the Hebrew, we see six times in Psalm 121, God is referred to with his personal name, Yahweh. In the English text, it will say Lord, or sometimes we have the word He. Six times the Lord is described as our keeper, or the one who watches over us. Some translations interchange those two words, keeper and watch, but it's the same word, and it means to guard or protect. The frequent repetition in this short psalm of these two terms highlights the Lord's concern for us in a very personal way. Let me read Psalm 121 from the God's Word translation. It says, I look up towards the mountains. Where can I find help? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let you fall. Your guardian will not fall asleep. Indeed, the guardian of Israel never rests or sleeps. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is a shade over your right hand. The sun will not beat down on you during the day, nor the moon at night. The Lord guards you from every evil. He guards your life. The Lord guards you as you come and go, now and forever. Amen. Amen. We see very clearly in Psalm 121, the Lord is not distant and uncaring. Rather, he is present every step of your journey, keeping us from evil. Nothing can separate you from God's call and God's purpose. Now, Psalm 121 isn't promising that when we become a Christian, we will no longer experience troubles or hardships. But rather, it's telling us that we will not be alone. The Lord will walk with us through these hardships. In fact, life's trials will strengthen our relationship with God as we draw the strength that we need to go through them from Him. This is the message that Paul gives us in Romans 8. Let me read from Romans 8, verses 28 and 31 to 32. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also along with Him graciously give us all things? Now Psalm 121 makes it clear that God's interest in us is constant. It doesn't waver. He will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. The Christian life is not an escape from the realities of life. The Christian life is walking with God through all that life brings. Christians travel on the same roads, breathe the same air, pay the same prices, are subject to the same pressures and fears as everyone else. The difference is, in each step and each breath, we know God is with us. We are preserved by God. We are ruled by God, and He promises He will keep our life. When you face trouble, where do you look for help? The Creator of the heavens and the earth wants to be your keeper. Will you let Him? And also, remember this, is not a message just for big problems. Psalm 121 reminds us that the same faith works in the little things of life. So don't give in to the temptations to turn to your own home remedies for the small stuff and just go to God for the big stuff. The God who spoke creation into being in Genesis chapter 1 is also the God who guards you from evil, both now and forevermore, through all that life brings. Look to Him, rely upon Him, lean upon Him, walk with Him. Amen. Amen. Let me close with a benediction from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you.